Welcome to More Life Now, the radio outreach dedicated to helping you receive more of the abundant life God has given us. Today, Keith Moore is teaching from the Word of God, a series entitled, Keeping the Love Command. Stay tuned, because at the end of this broadcast, we'll be giving you information on how you can receive a free copy of today's teaching. And now, Brother Moore.
Look not every man on his own things, but every man also on the things of others. Let me read this to you from other translations. The NAS says, with humility of mind, regard one another as more important than yourselves. Another one says, count others more significant than yourselves. He didn't say everybody was more important than you. What did he say? Treat them that way. Esteem them that way. And do you have to feel special to do it? No. You can feel like not doing it. And still keep the order. Well, they don't act very special. They don't look. No. You've still been ordered. Ordered. Are you going to obey the order? Yeah. Then you treat them better. You esteem them as more important, more significant. Another one said, give more honor to others than you do to yourself. Another translation says it yet. Be moved to treat one another as more important than yourself. More important. You see that in several translations. Another one says, counting one another more excellent than yourselves. Now, take this word prefer. How are we going to keep this order? Here's the first word of the day. Prefer. How do you prefer others? Well, if I came to you and I said, you want something to drink? Do you prefer coffee or tea? What are you going to do? You're going to pick one. And when you pick one, there's one or others you didn't get picked. Didn't get picked. Didn't get used. Right. If I say, what do you prefer? You prefer beef or chicken? And what if you say, I prefer beef? What does that mean? Chicken did not get picked. You prefer, chicken or beef? Coffee or tea? You or me? If you prefer you, then me didn't get picked.
Right.
Me got left out.
Right.
You got it. I didn't.
Right.
How many understand when Jesus hung on the cross, they mocked him. The religious leader stood out there and said, he saved others. Himself he cannot save. That's the gospel. That's the good news. He was preferring us. He could have got himself off of the cross. He could have called for legions of angels, couldn't he? He could have took care of his own needs. He could have relieved himself of the pain and suffering. But if he'd have picked him, we would have got unpicked and lost. Oh, can you see this? Every day we have choices all around us. And people have acted like that love is only something we talk about on Sunday or once in a while when the preacher gets stirred up about it. No, listen, every day there are choices. Every day. Is it going to be you or them? Every day, every day, all day long, all night long. Am I going to talk or let them talk? We going to get what they need or am I going to get what I need? Somebody said, what about what I need? You got to put it in the Lord's hands. You got to cast it over on Him and believe that in me helping you get your needs met, I'm sowing a seed. And I'm going to reap a harvest off of it. But I got needs. That's unchristian. I have needs. I need to be taken care of. I got things that I want. I've got desires. I've got plans. That's like an unsaved person talks. Such stuff should not come out of our mouth. It should be treated like profanity with us. Are you with me or not?
Yes,
somebody pipe up and go, I have needs. We would look around like somebody cussed and go, what? What? You? I want. I need. We ought to treat this like profanity. Because it is violation of the order. It's violation of the command. To keep this command is going to cost you something. Isn't it? It's going to cost you every day. Isn't it? It's going to cost you picking them. And you not getting picked. How do you prefer? Prefer. Defer to. Yield to. And prefer. Let them get what they need. Let them enjoy it. Somebody say, let them.
Let them.
Let them. Let them. I pick you. Which means I don't get picked. But because I have faith in God, I'm not concerned about myself. I'm going to get mine. God's going to take care of me. And my faith is going to work all the better because it works by love. And my confidence, my heart's not going to be condemning me because I can stand up and go, hey, I'm keeping the command. I'm keeping the command. I'm doing what you told me to, Lord. And I know you're going to take care of me. Oh, can you see this? Jesus is the perfect example of this. I won't take the time to go into all of it, but he demonstrated this every day of his life and how much stronger in his death. Didn't he? And in the, he said in Mark 10, don't turn to these, I'm just going to quote them to you. He said in Mark 10, I did not come to be served. Didn't he? I did not come to be ministered to. I came to minister and to give my life as a ransom. Well, the servant's not above his master. That should be us, shouldn't it? He said, he that wants to be the greatest of all is going to be the least of all. And he that exalts himself is going to be humbled and brought low. But the person who's going to be the greatest of all is the one who's going to be the servant of all. The one who wants to bless everybody. The one who'll sacrifice himself so you get it. That's the law of Christ. That's true Christianity. Isn't it? And it takes more than words on Sunday. And it takes more than hanging something up on your wall. The nature of your flesh is not like this. Is it? And every day you wake up, guess who's there? Your flesh. Every day. You know what it wants? It wants what it wants. It wants to get its way. Every day and every night. And you're going to have to pick. A lot of people have been picking. They just haven't realized who they've been picking. They've been picking me. Me, 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 me. And they're unhappy. And they're unsatisfied. And they're unfulfilled. And they wonder why they don't have more friends. But when you say, you don't have to say it out loud, but all through the day in your mind and heart, you're going, I pick them. I can wait. I can wait. I can wait. I pick them. I pick them. Let them have it. Let them get it. Let them do it. Let's help them. Let's get theirs first. Let them. As you're doing it, you're obeying the order. You're obeying the command. This was exemplified in the highest sense. When Jesus, right before he went to the cross, they had what we call the Last Supper. And when they finished the supper, you remember what he did? He got up and he took off his nice robes and he put on a slave's towel. Didn't he? Anybody remember it? What did he do? He went and got a container with some water and he knelt down and he began to wash their feet. Now, there wasn't as much pavement around as there is today. A lot of dust. And a lot of people wore open shoes and sandals, so your feet got dirty. And sometimes they get really dirty. And he's down there, the master, with his hands and with his towel, washing their feet. And it caught them aback. And it bothered them. It bothered Peter so much, he spoke out and said, no way. You will never wash my feet, Master. Now let's just stop right here. That might have been our initial response too. But why? You know why a person would respond that way? Because we do not think like he does. We don't understand the order. We don't understand the commandment like we should. And that's why he's doing it. And he looked at Peter. He said, if I don't wash you, you don't have a part with me. Well, Peter made some mistakes, but he ain't dumb. Right? I mean, quicker than you can turn around. He said, then wash me, Lord. I mean, give me a bath. My hands, because I want to part with you. And if that's what it takes, then he said, well, you're clean, but you need this. So he washes the feet and dries them. And they had to sit there and let him do it.
Yes.
And the whole time he's doing it, they're thinking, I ought to be washing his feet. He ought not be washing mine. We serve him. He don't serve us. And yet he's already told them, I didn't come to be served. I came to serve. And when he got up, he said, you don't know, understand what I'm doing, but you will understand it. And you'll see what I've done. He said, you say, I'm your master. And you say, right, because I am. And if I, your master, have washed your feet, you ought to wash one another's feet. What's he saying? What's he saying? What is this? Prefer. Treat, were these men, Peter, James, and John, Matthew, were they better than Jesus?
No, sir.
No. Were they more important than him? No. Is he treating them like they are?
Yes,
they're sitting up. He's kneeling down. He's washing their feet like their servant. He's treating them like they're more important. If he did it, we should do it. We're commanded to do it. We're ordered to do it. And you don't have to wait till sometime when somebody has a foot washing to do it. You can. How many understand you can wash somebody's feet every day? Every day. How do you do it? You defer to them. You treat them as more important. Not because you believe they're intrinsically better than you, but you can treat them better than you because you've been told to. It's keeping the order. It's keeping the command. Stand on your feet, please.
And that concludes today's message by Brother Keith Moore. If you would like a free copy of today's teaching entitled Preferring Your Brother, you may write to More Life Ministries, Post Office Box 1010, Branson, Missouri 65615. Or you may call our offices at 417-334-9233. That's 417-334-9233. The offer number is R1106A. That's R1106A, and the message will be sent to you postage paid. For more information about this ministry, including an itinerary of upcoming meetings, please visit our website at morelifenow.org. Also, if you are visiting in our area, we invite you to attend service with us at Faith Life Church in beautiful Branson, Missouri. Service times are Friday evenings at 7:30 and Sunday mornings at 10 o'clock. Thank you for joining us today, and be sure to tune in next time for More Life Now.
Thanks be to God.